and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I guess we've been stood up. I will have to circle back and get the Shield Solutions people and get them another day, I guess. Unless they call in while we're in the middle of the segment, that's fine. We'll do it. The House Democrats have sent a letter to John Boehner, signed by nearly the entire Democratic contingent in the House, demanding denigration to your Second Amendment rights. There's a couple of things for this. Now, this is actually something that they're going to use to try to motivate a voter base that is very apathetic and has been disappointed. This is basically a survival tactic for them in the midterm elections. But the letter says, gun violence has affected constituents in every congressional district, and as their representatives, members of Congress deserve the opportunity to vote on bills that would address this epidemic. That doesn't exist. You left that part out. It doesn't exist. It's going down. In fact, if crime starts to explode, it's going to be because of your immigration policy. We already talked about that. Thank you very much. Even if I persevere and they touch me, I might get staff. Representative Mike Thompson, Democrat from California, the chairman of the House's Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, and task member Representative Carol Shea Porter, Democrat from New Hampshire, circulated the letter. In 2013, they released a gun control agenda with several proposals. In 2013... in the Senate, they didn't have support for it, so it didn't get passed. They say that their silence is not a sign of respect, but rather an institutional indictment. We must right this wrong. Now, here's the thing. We're going to talk about something that doesn't make news. I'm having to address it myself. Okay? There was a poll released recently where most overweight Americans believe they're more likely to be killed by a gun than die of obesity, which the likelihood is very unlikely. This was conducted by TDC Opinion Research, and they asked 10,000 severely overweight Americans about their attitudes toward gun violence in the wake of the Santa Barbara mass shooting. It found that 73% of end-stage diabetes patients listed gun violence as the biggest threat to their health and survival, while 12% listed cancer, 7% listed SARS, and 5% listed Wilson's disease. Only 3% said they were likely to die from obesity. And these are all end-stage diabetes patients. Jack Pryor, a 48-year-old with type 2 diabetes from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, said, "The doctors say I only have 6 months to live, tops. But the way things are going now, I'm probably going to get shot before then. We've got to do something about all these guns. They're killing us. Dr. Jack Ryan is the chief of endocrinology at Jefferson Memorial Medical Center in Washington. Said, I personally see 20 to 30 patients die every year from complications of diabetes and metabolic syndrome. I'm tired of seeing good people die. I'm tired of telling children they won't ever see their mommies and daddies again. If only we could just get the guns off the street, maybe things would be different. How do you tie those two in together? There were slightly less than 9,000 homicides by firearms, some of them justifiable in 2012. While estimates of Americans killed yearly by the obesity epidemic range from 100,000 to more than 300,000. One study has found that 18% of all deaths in the United States are attributable to obesity and most leading causes of death, including heart disease and cancer, have obesity as a risk factor. While the obesity epidemic is accelerating, gun violence is down. It is decelerating. And there's fully a third of us now considered medically obese. I probably was one of them. I may still be borderline. But I'm trying to address that. Nobody had to get me to do it. I did it on my own. I self-motivated. I got some things I want to do. I knew I couldn't do them, so I decided to make a change. Now, although most media analysts want the government to focus on the more emotive issue of gun ownership, some renegade health experts have bizarrely suggested that public policy should focus on tackling problems that actually kill more people. What a brazen thought process. Jean Bodon, professor of medicine at Princeton University of Medical School, states, I think liberals need to wake up and realize that if they're interested in helping prevent premature death, they should reform our food laws, not our gun laws. Soda kills more people than bullets do. It's just that when somebody dies of diabetes, it's not breaking news on CNN. You know what that's, that's just not a sexy story, though. It's just not sexy. It's, sexy is, Elliot Rodgers, that was sexy. That was absolutely sexy there, yeah. People dying from not being able to control themselves, that's not sexy. That's the liberal utopia. There are no checks and balances. You know, go ahead and indulge every single one of your wants and desires. You want to eat two whole thick crust pizzas on your own while you watch the game with a side order of wings? You go right on ahead there. Then when they keel over and vapor lock and die at the ripe old age of 43... that's not going to make the news. And there's 100,000 to 300,000 of them dying a year. While unbeknownst to the media analysts, the concealed carriers and the gun carriers of the United States have quietly helped bring down crime 50% over the last 20 years. Thank me on the way out. Just to go ahead and do that. Thank me on the way out. I think annually there's 2.5 million, and they refer to this as unnatural death. This is death where something intervened and caused them to expire. Tobacco use, number one. Number two, doctor use. You know, you go to have arthroscopic surgery and they sew a sponge back in your knee and then you get a raging infection that one day your knee is turning black and blue, the next day it's up in your face. That's why they have malpractice insurance, right? Killing patients happens, right? If you're operating on enough people, you're going to murder enough people, right? Last in the list, coming in at 1%, is guns. But hey, guns are sexy. Being killed by, you know, getting out there and say, today, 15,000 Americans died due to smoking. Eyebrows don't go up. Let it be a shooting, though. That's sexy. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Had a lieutenant in the Army one time. Young fellow. I always envied him because he could run like a deer. Most young lieutenants are too busy quoting regulations to you. This guy, not so much. This guy was actually a very good troop in addition to being an officer. He looked at me one day and he said, Sergeant Frady, I'm going to tell you two very important things. Tracers work both ways. Friendly fire isn't. Recently, a Mexican police helicopter conducting a law enforcement operation on the border crossed into U.S. airspace and fired on American border agents. Now, they're claiming this was a mistake, okay? I cry shenanigans. We have, there are so many, I mean, you know, if you know anybody in the Border Patrol, they'll tell you the Mexican military crosses in the United States with weapons all the time and brings them up on our Border Patrol. Mexican authorities have been denying that they shot at agents and say they were under attack during a mission to find smugglers on the border. In fact, they say they didn't fire any weapons at all. They say they were under fire, but they didn't fire any weapons. And they never even crossed into the U.S. side of the border. So our Border Patrol agents, our beleaguered Border Patrol agents, are lying through their teeth. Art Del Cueto, the Border Patrol Tucson Sector Union President, told KVOA television that they called and apologized for the incident, however. So, why do you apologize for something that didn't happen? Hey, you know that incident we're denying, we're sorry. We're sorry about that. Big wide time frame when it happened. It happened after midnight before 6 a.m. So somewhere in that 6 hour time frame that happened. The agents were unharmed. The helicopter went back into Mexico. Mexico then contacted U.S. authorities and apologized for the incident. Del Cueto said the four agents were in a marked patrol vehicle when they were shot at. They could say they didn't fire at the agents intentionally, but for them to say there were no shots fired within the United States toward the United States Border Patrol is a lie. There are rumors that this was actually rented by the drug cartels to distract the Border Patrol from some drug smuggling that was going on. Now, I don't know if they trained the Border Patrol with this, so I'm going to... Border Patrol, any of you Border Patrol agents out there, especially the one that I talk to on a regular basis, if you're listening right now, there's a part of the helicopter they call the yoke, which is the shaft connecting the rotor to the aircraft fuselage and running down into it, connected to a motor, making it turn, blah, blah, blah. That shaft has to turn at a high rate of speed without vibration. If you were to concentrate small arms fire on the yoke of that helicopter, that will cause a vibration. And then you can sit back while it tries to limp back into Mexican airspace and smoke them if you got them and watch that aircraft shake itself to pieces if it doesn't come apart in the air altogether. I understand a bit of consternation on the part of Mexican authorities regarding Fast and Furious, which they were never notified of, but the Border Patrol didn't do it. The Border Patrol are getting exposed to stuff that is straight out of the 30s and 40s right now. They're babysitting kids. They can't engage drug smugglers. They can't engage, period, as far as I know. Apparently, the soft shoe routine is not working on the border. If I'm anywhere, and I've asked myself this many times, what if I'm mistaken for a bad guy and I'm being shot at by police? And I have a gun, what do I do? I've been asked that before. I've asked myself that before. But let me tell you something. If I'm in the Border Patrol and the Mexican military, if one of their aircraft crosses into my airspace and they start trying to light me up with a big weapon, and it's a big weapon if it's coming off of a helicopter. Or it's at least small arms if they're sitting on the side of it. I'm drawing a bead on the yoke. Now, I don't know what the Border Patrol would do to the Border Patrol agents that shot down an aircraft. But, I mean, it's sort of hard to argue. Hey, you guys shot that aircraft down. I know. Look at the bullets in my car. Look at the bullet holes in my car. They were shooting at me. Don't you tell me I need to get home safe? Make sure I get home safe. Don't you tell me that? I'm just making sure. They stopped shooting at me when I shot it down. Now, I know that's too much common sense injected into the conversation there. What I'm leading up to here is that we got to stop mollycoddling these people. We're about, and I'll make this, I'll make this prediction for you right here. We're about to see an uptick in crime. Yeah. Because along with the children, we've got the criminals, and we've got the terrorists, and we've got the drug pushers. We've got the sexual predators. They're all coming up through the border. Ladies, go get a gun. Parents, go get a gun. Even if you don't like guns, even if you don't want to train, go get a gun and train, because your president is selling you down the river. Black America, tool up. You guys have been sold the largest lie of anybody in the history of America in the name of you're disadvantaged. It's time to tool up. And when you've got the illegal aliens doing it and the military of the country where they're coming from doing it, I would take this as a bad sign, wouldn't you? I think every car that's going to drive anywhere near a radio studio should have to have a muffler. Can somebody get that introduced on the floor of the house for me, please? Could we? Very hard to soundproof a window. Then it's not a window anymore. Yeah, we're living in a very interesting time. Because apparently our chief executive of the United States doesn't understand that we understand that he's doing everything he can to kill us. He's not sicking the troops on us, no. We're just going to die of HIV with complications due to polio. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay. coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Whether you're a professional marksman or you've just taken your first shots, Mounting Solutions Plus has the optics, mounts, and accessories to help you make that perfect shot. From 22 to 50 cal, they'll aim you in the right direction with quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, and much, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In June of 2011, armed federal agents with the Department of Education... Let me say that again. Armed federal agents with the Department of Education broke down the door of a California home and handcuffed a man suspected of student aid fraud. I can only imagine how that briefing went. There are numerous other examples, including a raid by the Food and Drug Agency on an organic grocery store suspected of using raw milk. All of these agencies have used provisions of the Homeland Security Act of 2002 to arm themselves to the teeth. All right, men, today we're going in, and we're going in on Gern Blanston. He's accused of getting student loans for up to 2 years, when in fact we know he only attended school for 8 months. We're going to go in, we're going to take him down. Smitty, you got the battering ram. Bruno, you got the big heavy machine gun. Everybody kit up, plates everywhere. I want eye armor on. I mean, we're going in there heavy and hard. Everybody's got to get home safe tonight. Legislation has been introduced to reverse the militarization of the federal bureaucracy. coming from Representative Cynthia Loomis, Republican from Wyoming. She has introduced legislation that will reverse this madness. Why in the name of God does the Department of Agriculture, or HUD, need a SWAT team? Can't the Department of Agriculture or HUD call local law enforcement to help them? Isn't that available to them? Isn't that out there? Why does the Department of Education need a SWAT team? This past May, 2 months ago, the Department of Agriculture has requested submachine guns. Ooh. This bill is called H.R. 4934, the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act. And it revokes the provisions of the 2002 Homeland Security Act that grant offices of Inspector General firearm and arrest authority, prohibits many federal agencies from purchasing or using firearms regulated under the National Firearms Act, such as machine guns and grenades. It also requires a report detailing all federal agencies with teams that have received special tactical, military, or other training that goes beyond the scope of regular law enforcement. See, this is one reason why I don't ever talk too much about climate change, because I'm afraid the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency, is going to bust in my door and come in here guns up going, all right, get down on your hands and what's the rest of it? Give me the cheat sheet. Oh, yeah, get on your face, put your hand, interlace your fingers behind your head, put the zip tie cuffs that we've never gotten a chance to use on him. No, I don't know how to make them work. SWAT teams. Also, see, here's the thing about the House that I don't understand. Now, that right now they're bringing suit against Obama because of his overreach. Just defund the government. Just stop spending the money. Put a moratorium up for 120 days on spending. Now, they figured out how to do one thing as far as defunding. The House of Representatives made a move that will delay any funding to implement any part of the UN Arms Trade Treaty. They passed the State Foreign Operations Bill containing language prohibiting funds to be used for the UN Arms Trade Treaty prior to a full ratification of the treaty by the U.S. Senate. Now, see, in a perfect world, the Senate Majority Leader, no matter who he was, would pick up that rag of a document and say, this is unconstitutional, I am burning it right now. It will never be considered on my watch. Of course, that's not, you know, you've had 46 senators vote to give away your Second Amendment rights, which when those get given away, guess what? It's all gone. It's all gone. Then all these nightmare scenarios where the UN rolls in or the Russians or the Chinese, that becomes feasible. If there's no means of armed resistance, that becomes feasible. Your president directed Secretary of State John Kerry to sign it. This treaty does not exclude civilian arms from its scope and therefore potentially threatens civilian gun ownership in the United States. Now, right now, the UN Arms Trade Treaty, today, I'm going to give it to you two different ways. The UN Arms Trade Treaty right now today is not in danger of passing the U.S. Senate because it will not get the two-third majority vote to enter the U.S. into a new international treaty. However, we're one election away from that happening at any given time, at any given day, because this treaty does not go away. It just gets put on a shelf. These do not have to be reintroduced to the Senate in each legislative session. So it can sit there for years and years and years until a more anti-gun Senate is elected, with an anti-gun president to go along with it. Now, we've got the anti-gun Senate majority, but they just don't have enough for the two-thirds. We've got an anti-gun president who has a pen and a phone. The Obama administration has attempted to implement some parts of the treaty through administrative actions. While it says that it states expressly that it does not call for disarmament of civilian populations, it does call for controlling measures such as registration of ammunition and arms and stuff like that. And see, in the UN, the U.S. has one vote. So that means that nations like Russia could decide to vote against us, and then a majority of nations out there that don't have, they don't exist in a republic, or they don't have a constitution like ours, they can direct us how they want us to be. So for all of you One World Order or New World Order aficionados out there, if the Second Amendment goes away, you guys turn out to be Nostradamus. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that at all. Because I think if they attempt to implement it, okay? Well, I'll tell you what my intention is. If I start seeing, and I've seen the pictures of the same set of UN trucks being transported through Georgia repeatedly over and over and over again. UN has 83,000 troops. They have an 11,000 additional so-called police, whatever that means. So they have 94,000 people altogether. They can't do anything in the United States without somebody being in concert with them, because that's simply not enough people. That's simply not enough people. Not on the ground. They could nuke us, oh sure. And it's easier now because we don't have multiple warheads on the tips of our ballistic missiles anymore. That's a bummer. But that defeats a purpose if you nuke the country with the most resources, doesn't it? Because we need the resources. We need the resources. So for all of you that may fear that kind of thing, which logistically, even on the worst day, it would be a nightmare for whoever's trying to undertake it. But it becomes much more feasible if they get rid of the Second Amendment. Then they have to undergo the rigors of going and trying to confiscate all guns, which I think throws us into a civil war. And then maybe the UN rolls, and then they're just... I don't know how they figure out where the front is on that one. Just some food for thought. Just some food for thought. Last time today. Back to RBN it goes. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up. at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load as we get ready to go away. One more time, my bootleg.
Coming in November. And on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge. I'm not supposed to be playing that. Sooner or later, I'm going to get caught, and that's going to be entertaining for you guys that particular day. The ACLU is also alarmed by police militarization, and they've been trying to get records about SWAT team operations. And so they've sent requests for these, and they got an interesting response coming out of Massachusetts. A number of SWAT teams in the Bay State are operated by what are called Law Enforcement Councils, or LECs. They're funded by several police agencies in a given geographic area and overseen by an executive board, which is usually made up of police chiefs from member police departments. In 2012, for example, the Tewksbury Police Department paid about $4,600 in annual membership dues to the Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, or NEMLEC. Sounds like a Doctor Who character. The LEC has about 50 member agencies in addition to operating a regional SWAT team. They also facilitate technology and information sharing and oversee other specialized units such as crime scene investigators and computer crime specialists. First thing that comes to mind, where are they getting the money to go to this council? Is it coming from the police departments themselves, which is coming from the taxpayers in their jurisdiction? There's a question that needs to be asked. Could this be called misappropriation? They've also apparently incorporated as 501c3 organizations. And there you run into problems, because according to the ACLU, the LECs are claiming that that status means they're private corporations, not government agencies. Therefore, they say they're immune from open records requests. So, let's be clear, shall we? These agencies oversee police activities. They employ individuals who become cops, who carry guns, wear badges, collect paychecks provided by taxpayers, have the power to detain, arrest, injure, and kill. They operate SWAT teams, which conduct raids on private residences, and yet they say, because they're incorporated, they're immune to Massachusetts open record law. The state's residents, the residents of Massachusetts, are not permitted to know how often the SWAT teams are used, what they're used for, what sort of training they get, or who they're primarily used against. From the ACLU of Massachusetts report on police militarization in that state, approximately 240 of the 351 police departments in Massachusetts belong to an LEC. While set up as corporations, they're funded by local and federal taxpayer money, are composed exclusively of public police officers and sheriffs, and carry out traditional law enforcement functions through specialized units such as SWAT teams. Due to the weakness of Massachusetts public records law and the culture of secrecy that has infected local police departments and law enforcement councils, procuring empirical records from police departments and regional SWAT teams in Massachusetts about police militarization was universally difficult and in most instances impossible. Police departments and regional SWAT teams are public institutions working with public money. I could go on and on. This is what it boils down to. They're saying that they are not subject to overview. They're saying that they have become law upon themselves. They're saying that their methods are none of your business, Massachusetts. They hide behind the argument that they are private corporations, so they're not subject to it. Now, Metrolec, one of the largest of the law enforcement councils covering the metropolitan Boston area, operates a range of specialized resources, including a K-9 unit, computer crimes unit, crisis negotiation team, mobile operations motorcycle unit, and regional response team, in addition to its SWAT force. They maintain its own Bearcat armored vehicle, as well as a 700,000 state-of-the-art command and control post. In 2012, Metrolec reportedly used its Bearcat 26 times, mostly for drug busts, and applied to the Federal Aviation Administration to obtain a drone license. The Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council similarly operates a SWAT team as well as a computer crime unit, motorcycle unit, school threat assessment and response system, and regional communications and incident management assistant team. Its SWAT team members are trained and equipped to deal with active shooters, armed barricaded subjects, hostage takers, and terrorists, and they dress in military-style gear with the words NEMLIC SWAT emblazoned on their uniform. Given this training, it is not surprising that the NEMLIC SWAT team has, over the past decade, led numerous operations that involved armored vehicles, flashbang devices, and automatic weapons. In addition to the LEC SWAT teams, there's also 25 other Massachusetts cities and towns that have their own SWAT-like units, along with the state police and the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority. And they also have a history of accountability and excessive force problems with SWAT teams. In 1988, Boston Detective Sherman Griffiths was killed in a botched drug raid, later revealed to have been conducted based on information from an informant. that a subsequent investigation revealed that the police had simply made up. 6 years later, the Reverend Asseline Williams died of a heart attack during a mistaken drug raid on his home. The Boston Globe found that three of the officers involved in that raid had been accused in a 1989 civil rights suit of using fictional informants to obtain warrants for drug raids. In testimony for that suit, one witness testified that after realizing they just raided the wrong home, a Boston police officer shrugged, apologized, and said, "This happens all the time." The city settled with the plaintiffs. In 1996, the Fitchburg SWAT team was already facing a lawsuit for harassing a group of loiterers when it burned down an apartment complex during a botched drug raid. They subsequently faced a number of other allegations of recklessness and misconduct. January 2011, a SWAT team raided the Framingham, Massachusetts home of 68-year-old Yuri Stamps at around midnight on a drug warrant. Oddly, it had already arrested the subject of the warrant, Stamps' 20-year-old stepson, outside the home, but because he lived at the Stamps' home, the team went along with the raid anyway. When the team encountered Stamps, it instructed him to lie on the floor. He complied. According to the police account, as one officer then moved towards Stamps to check for weapons, he lost his balance and fell. As he fell, his weapon discharged, sending a bullet directly into Stamps' chest, killing him. You know about these examples, Dom Rasso, NRA commentator, former Navy SEAL? Do you know about those examples there? Jesse Rossman, a staff attorney for the Massachusetts ACLU, said on the phone, "You can't have it both ways. The same government authority that allows them to carry weapons and make arrests and break down the doors of Massachusetts residents during dangerous raids also makes them a government agency that is subject to open records law." What this is, and I'm going to go looking to see if anybody else, any other states have done this. This is police feeling like they've got a blank check, and they have gone out and created their own subset of law enforcement. And they're trying to say that we're not beholden, we don't answer to anybody. Ask the residents of Watertown how that works out. These things need to be broken up. They need to be broken up, and whoever organized them, and maybe the police chiefs themselves, they need to be replaced. Everybody who's complicit in leadership of this and continues to send money that way, they need to be indicted. The Tewksbury Police Department is answerable to the people of Tewksbury, the mayor, the city council, not some law enforcement council. That's a very dangerous development, Massachusetts. You guys need to stop that right now. And that is it. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It has never, ever been about gun control. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.